I mean, we went from having 70 cars out a day down to 30. I've got to say, I was quite proud of the lads because we had a steady 30 and they kept going right through, which I was pleasantly surprised because I wouldn't have wanted to do it. But they did, and they were doing, as well as normal work, they were doing NHS work, they were taking the frontline crews, they were doing some of the nursing home staff for nothing, shopping drops, meal deliveries. They really got into it for the community, which from our side was pleasant, you know. But as a business side, it's hurting. It's really hurting because even now we've only probably got 40, 45 cars out instead of the 70 odd, you know, and that's a lot of drivers that are not paying in for us to pay the staff. And of course, when the furlough ends, then it's going to be really difficult. The days of every Friday, Saturday, and Christmas time with Christmas parties, firm functions, pubs, restaurants, the work's not going to be there because people can't do it. Quite a few of the drivers have said that when they've been picking people up afterwards, from restaurants especially, how uncomfortable it feels. And I know it's got to be done. We're not arguing with that. It's common sense. But if you go in and then you've got three empty tables, and it feels weird, you know, which it does. We've all got to get used to a new normal. But that doesn't help the restaurants. It doesn't help the taxis. You know, it's a knock-on, you know, from one pocket to another. It's not being spent. It's not coming back to us.